WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSHF 567, good morning and monitoring. WRWB 49, standing by. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Kuttner, Sam. I take it there's nobody else that's been out here this morning? You're the first voice I've heard all morning. Maybe they'll wake up later. Maybe we're getting a late start. Yeah, I was up around 4 o'clock this morning and I didn't hear nobody out here. I'm on a video chat with the kids, man. You enjoy your day. I'll be standing by. I'm going to finish getting ready for work here. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WSHF 567, clear.
Good morning. WRNW 329.
Yeah, morning, Condor 10.
Doing this morning.
Take it you're almost to your workplace.
I'm getting a little closer. Normally I'm about 10 minutes behind, but you have another 10 minutes I should be at work.
Yeah, copy.
Enjoy some of that weather we had yesterday. It felt pretty warm. Outside doing stuff. But it changed soon as it got dark.
I believe it, yeah. It was, I could tell it was, extremely warm. I'm like, and I'm like, man. And then I look at my thermometer in the car, it said, it's almost 50 degrees.
I think it's going to get back to Sunday. It's going to hit somewhere close to the temperature again. Other than that, still has a little cool. Not bad right now, 34 degrees. That's not too bad.
Yeah. But, that was a little key, to get us into a better mood, I guess. And get us out of the house instead of having cabin fever.
One thing about the cold weather, kind of stay inside. Yeah, the old cabin fever kicks in. I gotta move. I gotta do something. I can only stay inside so long. I guess I could go to the garage, put the heat on. But I like to be outside.
Yeah, copy. Yeah. Well, work and friends, and the wife, that keep me busy.
For sure. Do you know anything about BMR at all?
A little bit. It's a digital mode. Radio. I know DMR is not permitted here, but are you looking to jump into, getting your ham ticket, I take it?
I got the technician. I had it for about, I might be a little more than a year or so, something like that. But I got to try that DMR stuff out. I picked up a radio. I just got it yesterday. program it, I guess, while I'm at work. Bluetooth, GPS, all that stuff on it. So 10, we're supposed to be 10 watts. It probably only does 6. I haven't put it on a meter or anything yet.
Okay. Yeah, the only one that, one person that would know that talks to us in the mornings, you know, would be Charlie and Paul. They got their ticket, and I think they both have DMR radios. They'd be the ones to ask.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Tim. From WSHM 738.
Yeah.
I heard a subject at hand, but I didn't hear the question because I was up fiddling with something before I jumped in the car here. So, anyways.
Yeah, you know, he was just asked to me, you know, about, DMR radios, and I'm like, well, you'd be the one that, you know, to ask the question. Because I don't know much about them.
Oh, okay. Well, are you a ham, Tim?
I got the technician for now. I've had it for a little while. I never got into the digital, but I just picked up a radio that does the DMR. Try to program it when I get at work. Then a Bluetooth one. GPS, all that crazy stuff on it. I got the ID number already, so I just got to see what I do to program it. I don't know much about it, but I don't know how many digital repeaters are around.
Well, there's actually a few. I couldn't give you an exact count, but there are a few. So, you know, there's some of those, and then there's also the digital format by ICOM called D-Star, and then there's a few Fusion repeaters out, which is the Yaesu digital format. So, yeah, well, there's a little bit to that DMR. There's a little bit of a learning curve to it, to be honest with you, more than we could cover in a morning session for sure, but you got the first part down. You've already subscribed for a DMR number.
Now if I need to do other websites I got to go up to and subscribe and all that kind of stuff. I thought I heard of another website. I don't know it off my hand, but not sure.
Well, you don't need to subscribe to anything other than getting your DMR ID number, and it sounds like you did that. At least I think that's what you're telling me. You would have had to show proof of your license to get this number. Did you do that?
Yes, I have the ID number already. Well, I guess it'd be just a matter of getting the radio program to whatever repeaters that's close locally, I guess.
Yeah, correct. All right, so you've done that process. You don't really need to do any more other than program the radio. So there's a little bit to it, more than we can cover on a morning's drive for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. It's difficult, but it's not difficult, put it that way. In other words, it's not just fire up and go. You can fire up and listen if you put it in a mode that's called promiscuous, that allows you to receive anything on DMR, no matter what the criteria is. So you can listen out of the gate. You got to program the radio with your ID number and all of this, and most radios just giving you a little bit of it for now to wet your lips on the frosting of the cake. You have to program your radio and update the info in it, so when somebody's ID number comes across, it shows their name and location of who the DMR subscriber is. So there's a little bit to it, Tim. It's, like I said, more than you can cover in a 10-minute drive.
Yeah, I'll try it out and I got lots of free time when I get at work, as long as nothing's broken. So this thing's supposed to be, you just download the app and pull up the repeaters in the area, and then I can just send it right to the radio from the app, that kind of thing. I'll do some YouTube, and maybe I can figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little difficult, but in the end, it's not too terribly bad. There's certain things that you need to know to set it up right, and you need to know the color code that they're using. You need to know if they're on slot one or slot two. There's a little bit to it. Anyways, you'll get it. Do your research. If you have any questions, you can ask me if I know. Not an expert, but I got schooled by the guy that owns this repeater here. You know, he helped me out quite a bit when I first got into it. And he told me at some point during a couple-hour conversation that he said I had an aha moment in something I said to him about it. And he says, you're getting it, you know, so... Anyways, you'll catch on, do a lot of reading, you know, it's not as easy as turning it on and tuning in the frequency and going, I can tell you that.
Oh, it takes time. A little bit at a time, I guess I can figure it out. I appreciate it.
I got a DMR radio in my pocket right now as we speak.
Just carry a handheld with me also in my bag here. Listen to it. I work. I can't get out inside the plant, but I can listen.
Yeah, pretty handy. Anyways, all right, very good. What's going on, Mike?
Nothing much, man. Just sitting here getting ready for work. That's about it.
Alright, very good.
You see, that guy they had detained wasn't the suspect, so they're still looking.
Yeah, I've been following that pretty heavily, actually, every day. So, thought maybe they got him before I went to bed last night, but I don't think so. Hopefully they find the guy, and hopefully they find the woman alive. You know what we're talking about, Tim? We're talking about that mother of that Savannah Guthrie, the Today Show host.
I heard a little bit about it yesterday, but I was in the outside of the garage. TV on. I heard a little bit about it. They had a suspect or something they were looking at. Didn't get all the detail.
Yeah, well, she come out missing about 10 days ago, so early morning. She had a Nest camera on her front porch. No subscription, but the FBI got involved a couple of days ago, and they got Google to parse through the data, and apparently that was still uploading to their server, so they were able to get the video, and they got a picture of the guy. He had a gun and a mask on, so that doesn't look very good. You know, I'm starting to wonder if this woman is even alive anymore.
Oh, it's really hard to say. Don't know. But I guess she did have, data being, uploaded to a cloud.
Well, she didn't. She didn't have a subscription, but by inheritance of the design of a cloud-based camera service that was still uploading, she probably just didn't have access to it anymore. And that's how they got it.
See, so on her end, she wasn't able to view it, but if she wanted to view it, she'd have to pay for it. But but I guess the device still, retrieves and saves data.
Yeah, I mean, it was still probably connected to our Wi-Fi, but, you know, these cloud-based camera services, Mike, you pay for, and they save video for so long, depending on your plan, right? The minute you quit paying, or, you know, it expires, they don't let you have access to it, but they're still getting it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's still going there. It's just you don't have access to it.
Right. No, I get it. Which is a good thing, you know, that the FBI was able to retrieve that. So that's going to, you know, help them, you know, in some aspect.
Well, they definitely, you know, see the guy's physical attributes, you know, so, you know what I mean? That's more than they had before. Now they just got to find the guy. And believe me, they're sifting through every road camera around there. And their neighborhood might be pretty much private and elusive because, you know, there aren't street lights and there's not, like, houses on top of one another. They're kind of spread out and pretty private for the most part. So they're not going to get anything from anybody's camera probably, but they had to take some road in there, and that's kind of what they're hoping for. The guy looked like a little bit of a doofus, to be honest with you, if you've seen the video.
I've seen it, yeah. He looked like an amateur. That's what they were saying. Heck, they're headed on right now.
Right now, it's been on for days and days and days. So, they keep repeating the stuff till something new comes up. Yesterday was a good day for them, but unfortunately, to no avail, they didn't get the fried fish. But I have faith in them. Every dirty dog has their day. I'm a firm believer of it.
Yep, pretty much. Anyway. Well, I'm going to jump out of here, guys. I got to finish getting ready for work here. So I will be standing by.
All right, Mike, good morning. And Tim, I was going to ask you, which DMR radio did you get? Do you know a model number? I know you're probably getting close to work there. I think I had to dart in and take minutes, too. So. All right, 7-3, see you, Mike. WSHM 738.
Yep, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 on the standing by.
WSIU 709 monitoring.
WSDH 380
monitoring.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
Oh, I don't listen here anymore. Still a bunch of tomfoolery.
WIGS 218, copy.
IUG 488, WRNW 329. Copy, WRNW 329, we're monitoring.
WSHF 567, monitoring. WSDU 202, and we're monitoring.
WSIL 946 202. What's happening, my man?
Well, I guess number one, I guess it helped by talking the right microphone. I said, I'm over here adjusting this Rolodex band, and boy, my eyesight is crap.
A Rolodex band?
Yes, the watch band. I'm trying to put the pins back in it, and I'm having a hard time seeing it, you know.
Yeah, copy that, copy that. How's it going today?
Not too bad. My brother's basement carpet yesterday, so I'm just sitting here today putzing around.
Yeah, copy that, copy that. So I got different health insurance now since I'm retired, and it's just now getting, what a pain in the rear end, man. All these hoops I gotta jump through. I've been on the phone for hours in the last couple of days with these people.
Yeah, I bet it's most aggravating for sure.
Well, yeah. Well, I told myself it'll work itself out in shortly here, but yeah, right now it's pretty chaotic.
But you didn't have to go without nothing during the meantime, you know.
Are you in here, Ryan?
Yes, WRZ 607 mobile.
All right, sweet. Well, here we go.
That last transmission didn't go through. I don't know.
This one is programmed in Detroit. I was confused for a minute.
My radio quit working or what?
No, you're all right. I guess this thing on dual band. I think I was hearing something from a different channel. Yeah, I got a new blind, window blind. Where you at right now? So the one I got up, it quit.
Coming up to 11 in Woodward right now.
I got a new one, just got it. The sound of a gun is crashing down the middle of the damn thing. Just another disappointment.
Man, oh man, that's terrible, eh? Brand new though, eh?
Bought it on eBay. Brand new. I got a message out to him. Hopefully he's back. Hopefully I don't have to screw around and just send me another one.
The delivery guy was probably fending off the neighbor's dog with it.
Yeah, or the witch next door to me. One or the other.
Yep, other than that, called Frank. He called me. I called him, whatever, yesterday. Had a little chat there for a minute.
Well, that's good. Like I told him, the pain and suffering's over with. If that's any consolation,
Yeah, I reckon, yeah. He was pretty bent out of shape about it. Kind of bummed me out there for a little bit too, Still am.
Yeah, me too. I still am also. We'll hear him again on radio, that's for sure.
All right, Ralph. My break's over. I'm going to get back to putting this other side on so I can be done with this project.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Can you make a quick stop for me on your way home?
946. I'm going to go clear.
Or what?
Just need a small pack of razor blades.
WNCU 202, clear.
Where did I get those from? Get from Harbor Freight. I'm not talking the ones with the handle and all that. I'm talking about just straight up a pack of razor blades. Home Depot, Harbor Freight, anywhere.
Yeah, how much did those cost? I'm just wondering.
I get a pack for like $5.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably stop at Harbor Freight then. What was that?
I'm sending you a picture now of the pack, the 50 pack with a dispenser for $6. It's made by Gordon.
Okay, because I just looked at one and I found a pack of just the blade.
WSLI 302, standing by.
WSEG572, looking for some information, please.
Go ahead. This is WRWD49.
49, this is 572. I was just curious, is this off the Mount Clemens repeater, over?
Yes, you're getting into the Mount Clemens repeater. Don't know what your QTH is, but it sounds pretty good. I just know it sounds good.
All right, copy. I'm in Clinton Township, suburb of Mount Clemens. I did try this radio, and I've had to reprogram it and didn't know if I had it right, but I appreciate your help there. 572.
This is WSAG580, coming in pretty clear on the Mount Clemens. The only configuration error you have is the Roger beep is turned on your radio. Which you do not need, and I believe it's prohibited since the repeater does the beep.
580, this is 572. Yeah, I had it turned off originally, and I did something and wiped everything out, and I went on Radiodity and found a program to reprogram it, so I'll find out where that beep is and get rid of it, over.
Yep, sounds good. It sounds like your radio is coming in pretty good because the Roger beep is very loud, but your voice is not as loud. So I don't know if you're not close enough to the mic or maybe your mic is turned down. See if you could turn up your mic a little bit. Probably come in a little bit louder because you're coming in good, but you're kind of soft. Over.
Okay, 580. Appreciate it. 572, I'll get back on it. See about the mic, see about that beep, and raise one and get rid of the other. Appreciate the info. 572.
Hey, no problem. Good luck with the programming. WSAT 580.
WSAT 572, clear. WSEG 572, looking for, I believe, that's WSEG 580, over there. WSEG 572, looking to ask a question if anybody's out there, over.
783 here, go ahead.
783, I was just checking that whatever was on, as the man was telling me. If it's working properly now, over.
Affirmative. Roger, beep is gone.
Okay, thanks a lot, Matt. Apologize for that inconvenience.
All good. Have a good one. WSIF 783.
WSCG 572, clear.
WIZX218, WIUG48,
copy.
Now you sound perfectly clear.
Hi, sir, yeah, I'm on that 32UV.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you sound a lot better than you did in when I was out in the mobile there earlier, roger.
Yeah, what happened to the sunshine?
Today is a cloudy day. It'll be back. They're talking 50 degrees next week, so get ready.
I don't know. They run out and they see the shadows, they say.
48 Wednesday, I just seen it.
What was it? Daylight or dark light?
said it's going to be 48 degrees next Wednesday. Temperature.
Yeah, that's good. I think we got to take those Christmas lights out.
Never had any takeout. Too old to string them things.
Oh, never say too old. You say, always, I'm young, but I can't do it.
Didn't feel like doing it then.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyhow, how is that 600 by you?
It's working. Nobody talks on it. Roger.
Well, once in a while, you got to put your call sign out there. Somebody will answer.
I'll hear a radio check and I'll deal with it. And then that's it. They're usually looking for someone else, but not too often. Very, very quiet repeater there, Roger.
Yeah, matter of fact, I don't know what they got it over there for. Very quiet repeater. It should be, you know, some people use it sometimes. Not all the time, but I say sometimes.
Roger that. There was a private one where I was at this morning in Milan, 600, but it's private. You can't get on it.
Yeah, a lot of people got those funny ones. They only take you about 5 miles or 3 miles, and that's it. You know, because they're so cheap. That's why everybody, you know, not everybody, but half the people buying them and put them up.
Roger, a little backyard repeater. Yeah, I know what you're saying there. Copy.
Yeah. Now, are you on a base station today?
I'm on the harvest.
Because you come here loud and clear, and I'm sitting here in the living room.
Yeah, it's working good now. Well, something was going on. A lot of static. Could barely make you out earlier. You sound real good now. But probably because the weather this morning was not really 100% weather.
Anybody out of Ohio yet? I haven't heard nobody out of Ohio.
Well, I ain't heard nobody from around here.
Well, probably the people at work, they haven't got out of work, so they get out of work so tired, they don't even want to be on the radio like we do.
I guess so.
Once in a while I heard somebody out there, maybe this morning, well not this morning, about maybe 12, 1 o'clock, there was a couple of people out there. You ever heard anything out of that, Dave?
No. Nothing. It's been weeks. Something must have happened there, I guess. Roger?
Yeah, I have not heard nothing from Dave. That's 793. I haven't heard nothing from him.
Me neither. I don't know. It's been a long time. Weeks. Copy?
Yeah, even our buddy in Ohio, he doesn't call no more. I don't know what the reason. I know he works. He drives around all day.
I know. It's things on pretty much when its repeater's working. I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, not me either. All right, Lando. You have a good evening. We'll talk again probably today. I'll be here on this frequency. Catch you later. WIUG 48.
Yeah, I copy that. All right, okay, I'll talk to you later. WRZX 218, we're listening. WSEZ 387, question.
I guess there's a station out there. Go ahead. WIUG 48.
This is WSEZ 387, hauling this new feeder.
You're doing all right. What is your location? I'm over here in Rochester.
I'm in Redford, 6 miles East Daly area.
Well, you're sounding good. You're hitting 625 receiver, that Detroit receiver. Roger.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
What kind of radio are you running over there?
It's the Wolfson KG1000G Plus.
Yeah, those are number one radios, good radios. You picked up the right radio. They're really good radio. I was going to get one. I ordered and everything else. It took about 6-7 months. And I still can't get it. So I had to tell them, hey, look, give me my money, I'll go somewhere else. So that's when I bought that, my DB20G.
Yeah, it's over a year ago, a year and 4 months-ish, I think. I got it from Buy Two-Way Radios. I'm not sure if you've tried that site or not, but I just use it as my GMR. Yeah, some changes were made to my radio, so I wanted to make sure I'm still able to hit this repeater. So I appreciate it.
No problem. What kind of antenna you got out there with that radio?
I'm using a Midland MXTA26, I believe. It's the mobile antenna. I just have it on a magnet mount on a cookie sheet in the window.
Yeah, I see. Well, in the future, it might need the base station. Harvest PC200. That is a good antenna out there for you. It's got 200 watts. So it'll be perfect for you. I have another gentleman. That's what he's got out there too.
Okay, very nice. I'll have to look into that. My not really a priority on the list right now. I'm remodeling the bathroom, and I'd think my next radio purchases are going to go toward pushing up my HF antenna a little more permanent than I have now.
Are you a ham operator too?
Yeah, I was licensed shortly after I got my GMRS back in 24.
I see what you're saying. Well, I've been a ham operator for almost a year, so it's good to have that. I have an HF. I have the Azu 710. I don't know if you ever heard of these things.
Yeah, I heard that's a really good HF radio. I got the Icom 7300. My uncle gifted it to me.
Yeah, that Icom is a good radio too. I was going to get one, but I said, no, Let me do this here. Let me get that Yezu 710. It's a really good XM radio. But your not as good as 7300. The way I do it, you know, we go to Paris, and I take it with me. That's why that Yezu. Roger?
Oh, yeah, that is nice. You must have a field. The field is AES.
Oh, yeah. We always have a field day, especially in the summer, between week and week off. 2 weeks or week by week. there's no time, no set time at all.
That's awesome. I haven't done any POTA yet, but I think eventually I'll get the JU G90 just for that reason for itself, just for taking it, doing POTA or camping or whatever.
Well, that's good. Anyhow, I don't know if you ever heard me on the radios or not, on the ham side. I'm KFA-DRC.
Yeah, I hear you. You've been checking into the East Coast Reflector quite a bit. Actually, we have spoken before we started off on GMRS. For giving me tips on how to practice hold my HP to the we tested around the same time. I started off KF8CQO, and now I'm N8CLH. I made the vanity sign with my grandfather's call sign, so, yep.
Yeah, that's been probably a long time ago. I didn't want me to remember that anyhow. But just, all right, good talking to you, but you're doing good. But, you know, for that radio, really, you got a base station is nice. There's another thing, if you have a magnum on, good magnum on, like Nagoya 72. They call it Nagoya 72. I have 2x4. Comet 2x4 I have, and that will give me the GMRS, give me all the ham.
Very good. Yeah, I have, I got a different GMRS radio in my car, J2 FTF 300 in my car, with a Comet antenna. I use a different antenna for the GMRS radio, and I also have Yaesu FTM 500 is my shack radio. I do like Yaesu's, so I got a handheld as well. This is WSEV 387.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But, really, you're getting a little bit crackling because that antenna got out there, that Midland. It's not greatest for that radio, and I know you know that, no problem, you know what I mean, but like I said, if you want, you know, something good, let me know, or if you can hear me either way, I'm always on the GM in the morning after 8 o'clock, you hear me out there, so we'll talk later, and thank you for coming back. WIUG, wait,
I appreciate you coming back as well. I definitely needed an answer to make sure that I was hitting the repeater all right. Anyway, if you have a great night, WRUG 488, this is WSEV 387.
WSEV 700, standing by.
WSEP 700, WSEV 300. How's it going?
Going well. I was hearing you loud and clear most of the way up Inkster Road, and things got a little scratchy for the neighborhood. Okay. Well, we're working off the repeater right now downtown. You're making it pretty good. A little scratchy a little bit, but you're making it pretty good. I'm just nitpicking there. But it seems to be a good combination with your antenna and the DB20G. That's what Jack also uses.
Sounds good. I'm going to have to step inside and get ready for the next meeting.
Sounds good. Might need to take a look at the antenna connection because it is a bit scratchy. So anyways, I'll talk to you later. WSCP 700, WSCD 387.
WSCP 700 out. Thank you.
WSEV 387, missed the last transmission.
WSLG 707, can you use it?
I can't make out your call. I did hear you ask if someone reads you. They're pretty quiet and a little scratchy.
WSLG 787.
Yep, I heard you much louder. I'm not sure if you're able to turn your mic gain up. That might help. But that's much louder.
I'd rather just need to speak a little louder.
That did the trick.
How's it going?
I'm sorry, what was your last? Sorry again, you came in real scratchy. Are you using a handheld?
I am using a handheld, yes.
Well, you came in good that time. I don't know if you're walking around or what, you know, sometimes you come in better than others.
It may have been in a position as well. I think I was off to the side a little bit.
Well, I think you found a sweet spot because I was able to hear you much better then.
Nice. I'm going to hold my wrist perfectly here. So, is this repeater in Detroit? I'm calling in from, Plymouth area.
Yeah, it's, downtown Detroit area. I'm not exactly sure where it's located.
Gotcha. Cool. Some pretty good range, then.
Yeah, you're making the trip pretty good. What HT are you using in antenna?
Just a cheap Baofeng CMRS unit and the antenna that came with it.
Very good. I also have a couple of those, and I struggle to make this repeater with those. But yeah, it's working pretty good for you. I'm in Redford.
I can look up where that's located. New to the area.
Okay, well, Redford is like the northwest border of Detroit to the west. I'm in the 6 Mile Beachdale area.
Okay, gotcha. I see where that is. Cool. I drive by that Costco every day.
You say you drive by the Costco, like, every day? I'm assuming that'll be the one down on 96 and Middlebelt?
Yep, that's the one.
Very nice. I don't shop there, but I shop at the Meijer down that way.
Cool.
One more time. Can I grab your call sign?
WSLC787.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Are you relatively new to GMRS as well?
Yes, I am. I actually got my license this week.
Very cool. It's a nice hobby to use, and if you get family involved, it's nice if, Sawyer goes down or whatever. Are you a ham radio operator too, or?
I plan on taking the test this Saturday, actually. I've been studying all week.
That's awesome. I got my GMRS license first and then got my ham radio license. It was a goal I had since a kid and eventually got it. It definitely opens the door up a lot more. So, awesome, man.
Cool. Nice to meet you. I probably got to sign off here, but good to meet you. WSLC787 out.
Sounds good. Nice talking with you, and good luck Saturday. This is WSEV387. Clear.
WRZX218, go ahead. I want to ask you a question. You got any birds out there yet? Oh, yeah. We're about done for the night.
So, I mean, every day in the morning, they come by?
It's like clockwork there, Roger.
Oh, I see. At 4 o'clock in the morning? That's too early.
No, that's summertime. They come at daybreak. They come in daybreak. About 8 o'clock, they come. When the sun comes up and it gets daybreak there, Roger.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So what you gotta do, you gotta feed them every day, huh?
Well, there's seed out there and they pick at it. It ain't every day, it was just about.
Yeah, there's plenty of seed. That's corn seed. And that's good seed for them. They always love that.
Yeah, a little bit. They like peanut sunflower the best. Squirrels got to be in there, in the mix there too, Roger.
Oh, I see. All right. We'll talk later. We'll talk tomorrow morning. About maybe 8:30, 8:45 or 9 o'clock. Take it easy and have a good evening. I'll be listening. WIUG 488.
Roger that. Alright, talk to you later. WRZX 218, stand by.
WSX-30 for radio check.
WSFF-330. Copying on that radio check off the repeater.
Okay, thank you. WSBX-302 clear.
WRVV Station 90 Mobile, listening. WRVV Station 90 Mobile, clear.
WSHR 566 on the air. 946, you out there, Ralph? No copy on 946, WSHR 566 clear.
WSEU 202, good evening, Kevin. WRUG 488, WRNW 329. No copy, WIUG 488, WRNW 329, you're listening. WIUG 488. WRNW 329. WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.